Welcome to Minority Corner.
With an Eke.
And James. Learn, laugh, play.
It's like Blue's Clues.
Only it's more black, gay.
And ladylike.
Ladylike. I like
lipstick. I like powder. I like purses. I like chowder. I like machinery.
Ladies do everything.
Every damn thing.
What about the gays?
Every damn thing. 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 Every damn thing.
Podcast show. Podcast show. Coming down to podcast show. Podcast show. Podcast show.
That's going to clash real bad with our intro music.
Mashup.
This week on Minority Corner.
What are we doing?
I'm going to be talking about the North Dakota Access Pipeline.
That is very...
We're getting real NPR up in this bitch.
Am I in the wrong show? Where am I? I thought I was at Minority Corner.
We are stepping it up. Oh. We're talking about some real damn issues.
Okay, everybody, saddle up.
I took a course on CNN reporting.
Damn.
And I'm about to lay it down for you guys.
Well, I'm glad someone's doing reporting because 24-hour news cycle keeps letting us down.
Ugh.
And I've got that in my Quizlet Corner. It is devoted to a subject that no one's talking about.
What's that?
There's flooding in Louisiana. Y'all know that?
I know. Nobody's talking
about
it.
Do you guys know that? So we need to talk about this because there's flooding in Louisiana. So that's happening.
We are I am proud of us.
Because we're fed up with the 24-hour news cycle bullshit.
Yes.
And that also has me connected to who I'm putting in the corner. We're bringing it back.
Who are you putting in the corner?
You'll find out.
Oh, I'm excited.
But they're fucking up the news. But the real thing that I'm talking about.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Gay porn.
Oh, and bringing it back to
back to the roots of Minority Corner.
Back to Minority Corner. our edges are showing now.
Yes.
Just pull that wig a little bit back. Show our edges.
Here it is. You thought it's still same old us.
It's us.
Just because, you know, Aneka survived her surgery, it's still
barely.
Us. We have a story. Anyways, you'll see me in the not safe for work corner.
Don't put this on your speakers. Put it in your earbuds.
Put it in your earbuds.
But you could put mine out loud, kind of. We'll see.
Well, it depends also where you work. If you work at, like, a sexy place or a place that's not sex-shaming.
Or, like, a dildo factory.
Or a Carl's Jr.
Sure.
Then you could definitely listen to this. So let's get... We have so much to talk about.
I'm ready. Let's
get into it.
Let's do it.
Can you feel a brand new uterus? Can you feel a brand new uterus?
Mm-hmm.
Can you feel a brand new uterus?
Mine.
Yeah, Aneke, you're getting all the claps.
Everybody
clap for Aneke.
Yay!
The crowd goes wild. Oh my god, she did it.
I am hanging on by a shoestring and a gumball. I'm MacGyvered up.
She MacGyvered it.
I showed James pictures.
I've seen pictures of her, the extracted lumpy parts of the uterus. I've seen it. It was like her baby. She was like, do you want to see these pictures? I was like, not really. She's like, look at it.
And it was disgusting.
It was gross. Yeah. But I'm so glad that you had a good surgery. Thanks, everybody.
Yes. Thank you to Kaiser. I'm probably not going to mention my doctor because I don't know if she wants to be mentioned on our podcast.
Was I right?
What do you mean?
About sexy surgeons. Were they, like, having, like, sex
it
over your bodies?
Not, it was not. I have to tell you. Actually, this is funny, and I didn't even tell you about this. So, the whole process is they brought me in.
Mm-hmm.
They gave me... It was scary. You know, I don't want to go into surgery.
No,
nobody wants to go into surgery.
Not at all.
I go into the room. They put me in the bed. They hook me up with IVs. They put shit all over me. They're like, you're going to be on your back for a lot of time, so we're going to slap this cushion, like, stick it to your back. We're going to put these compression things around. You're like, blah, 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 blah. And then they're like, okay, we're going to wheel you into the other room. The other room's a fucking OR.
Oh, surprise.
Which is scary.
Because they don't want to, like, they don't want you to know, like, okay, in 5 seconds, we're going to cut you up.
Right.
So they're like, you just have another room to go to.
That's what I thought that they were going to put me in a waiting room, knock me out, and then bring me in the OR.
No,
they straight up were like, okay, now lift yourself onto the operating table.
Oh my God. Wait, this is happening?
No.
We're going?
It was so scary. And everybody was super nice. They were like, hey, how's it going? And they're all dressed in their scrubs. And then, just to make it as non-sexy as possible, like this woman, Martha, was like, hey, I'm Martha. And then another guy, Dan, comes in and he goes, Martha's relieving me for lunch. Ha ha, bye everyone. And then leaves.
Wow. Wow. I bet they got in such a bad rap because of 13 seasons of Grey's Anatomy. They were like, we need to show people how unsexy we are.
It was like an Office Space. They were literally just like,
with hey, Ben and Martha.
Yeah. While they're like setting up my vitals. And here's the craziest part. I was expecting, because when I got my wisdom teeth taken out, they knocked me out.
Yeah.
And they counted me down. They gave me laughing gas, and they were like, count down from 10. And all I remember is going, 10, 9, laughing, ha! And I was out.
Yeah.
This time, I don't even remember being knocked out.
They were like, we're going to put you out.
They didn't even, oh. I don't even remember that. They're like, get on the operating table. I was scared, and then I woke up. That's literally what happened.
Did you think that you were Nicki Minaj when you woke up?
I did not. Okay. But I had a little tiny case of narcolepsy. I kept falling asleep while my mom was trying to talk to me.
You're like, hey, so...
Basically, that's exactly what happened.
I can't wait to watch... Where's my dinner? Oh, I'm so glad that your surgery went well.
Me too.
And you're high as a kite right now.
No, I'm not. Okay. I made sure not to take my medicine that makes me high so I can be on point for you, James.
I am all for it. I am not I'm all about the drugs. If you need to do what you need to do to get through the day, times are tough.
I mean, I'm probably a little loopy.
I mean, she's a little crazy. She decorated the dog. She's been dressed
in the... dog has a bandana.
Zelda the dog has a bandana. Also worn as like, you know...
A headscarf.
Like, she's auditioning for The Color Purple.
Y'all, and then Aneke
did a photo shoot.
I'm bored.
They also did a photo shoot of all her other sides. Aneke's liver is looking sexy as hell.
Good, because I drink a lot.
There was some smizing happening with her liver.
It was good. Photo shoot of my innards.
What else looks good? The pancreas, or what is it?
That was
I'm not
my...
a doctor. That thing.
They showed my liver and my...
Canker sore. No, the...
My... do not have a... It kind of is. My uterus...
The appendix.
Appendix looks good.
I'm not a surgeon.
They're all like, your appendix looks good. They scribbled on the note.
Oh. Speaking of things that go into your body and are dangerous...
Uh-oh.
I was in L.A. yesterday.
Okay. Smog.
Yes. So my job flew me to L.A. the other day.
Yeah.
As you do, just for a little day trip.
Just a jet setter. Jet setter. What did I call you? Jet setter Joe? Jet setter...
Jones? Is that my new nickname?
Sure. I'm still kind of high. Let's just admit this.
Honest is coming out. I'm Jet Setter Jones now, apparently. They flew me to LA for a quick little day trip.
I love it.
And there, I was like, shit, I need some coffee. Because I had only gotten like 4 or 5 hours of sleep. I was like, I need coffee. Mm-hmm. There's this truck that's handing out like these like bottles.
Love a free stamp.
And I was like, sweet. And I take it. It's like this bottle. I take it. I drink the whole thing. Give an amazing session. And then I'm like, what is in this? And I go to look at the ingredients.
Yeah.
There's nothing listed on the ingredients.
What did it say?
Except there's one thing on there, and it says Soylent. For y'all who don't know,
I'm kind of a little
emotional right now. Because for those of you who don't know, what movie is it? And it turns out that Soylent Green is people.
Soylent Green is people. Charlton Heston. Watch it. It's a good movie.
Y'all, I went to L.A., and I ate people.
But you did it.
I drank people. That was like, then what else is in it? Where's the ingredients?
I'm going to tell
you.
You know
what I will say?
Yeah.
It was, people asked, like, was it good? It was delicious. I enjoyed it.
Okay.
And I guess it makes sense because I'm a people person.
Ew, shut up. yuck.
I'm a people person.
Like, oh. Stop it.
More people, please.
Stop it.
It's true.
But I think the real Soylent is just as creepy, though.
Why?
It's a meal replacement. It's for people who don't want to eat and they just drink that Soylent all the time.
You know, it's crazy because I was on a work trip. I've had like breakfast. I went to Egg Slut.
I saw that.
There's a place called Egg Slut.
If you're in LA, you went just for the name.
I was like, where can I eat? And there's a place called Egg Slut. I'm like,
Egg
I'm in.
Egg Slut.
And they're running around and they're like, we got 2 sluts up.
Stop it.
They're calling out what the people are ordering. I need 2 sluts. And they're like, sir, is this your slut? Madam, I got 2 sluts for you.
Is there only a slut on the menu?
No, but people are ordering that shit. It's just like, it's a breakfast egg sandwich place.
Is it good?
Yeah, and LA prices, which are not as high as San Francisco or New York, so I was into it.
Oh,
$7
or
whatnot. LA is like
cheaper than San Francisco.
Cheap land, like compared to like LA, New York. Mm. But so I had already had my egg slut. And then I had my Soylent. I ate people. I had a spaghetti like lunch. I had already eaten 3 meals and it was already 1 o'clock. I was like a hobbit yesterday.
I know. Wait, is that a
hobbits have like
trait?
2 lunches. They have second lunches, they have third dinnersies.
Stop it.
They have 4th snackies.
I didn't know that you were into Lord of the Rings.
You guys, I speak Elvish. Here's a little bit for you.
It sounds like breathing. So it's like you're in your dream state breathing.
So wait, speaking of dream states.
Oh no.
Can you please walk the audience through a little dream you had, because
this is gonna not make any damn sense.
I don't care. Dreams never make sense when you explain it to somebody else. Yeah. And they listen and they're like, uh-huh.
I heard somewhere, it was like a TV show where somebody was like, three things that you're not supposed to do at a dinner party. One, talk about the weather. Two, talk about traffic. Three, talk about your dreams.
Because like your dreams are not that interesting to other people. But I found this fascinating.
One, because I'm on drugs.
All kind of drugs.
I'm on hella drugs.
Anything she can get her hands on, she's taking it. She's like, what are these, baby vitamins?
Because I got medically shanked. I've been medically shanked.
Very precisely, this woman looks like she survived Orange is the New Black.
I got 5 stab wounds. 5 stabs. 1 in my belly button.
It's cute.
They took all the lumps out of my belly button, which is creepy and weird.
I don't even want to know.
I don't know how they did it. Anyway.
Surgery is just like voodoo magic in some ways.
It kind of is. They don't know what they're doing.
They're just poking around. You've seen the Nick? saying words. Alakazam! Make this lumpy go away! And then they stab and poke at it. Kind of what happens. But your dream, I want to hear about it again.
This dream makes no goddamn sense, you guys.
Let the listeners decide for this, because they might tweet you and be like, Aneke, it turns out.
Or they'll be like, this was a boring ass part of the... Okay.
They're like, I fast forward.
You breached one of the party topics. All right, real quick. I had a dream that I was raising tadpoles with like some famous people. I don't remember who they
were. Name drop. She's like, you know, with some famous people up in my dreams. Hey, Rihanna.
So one of them gestated and turned into a velociraptor.
As they do.
And they were my pets. And I was speaking English to it. I didn't tell you that part. Oh, but wow. We were talking to each other.
Okay, you've lost your mind at this point.
And there was one person who was like the main person that was like in charge of like fertilizing the dinosaurs.
Yeah, like your wrangler.
Yeah, but this dinosaur was my pet friend.
Okay.
And so...
It's like that Whoopi Goldberg movie. She did a movie, actually, that was this dream.
Weren't they like cops?
Yeah, Whoopi Goldberg jumped the shark. She won that Oscar from The Color Purple, and she was like, now I'm going to do this movie, this buddy cop movie with me and a dinosaur.
That was my dream.
Followed up with Sister Act.
So apparently, in the dream, I was providing estrogen for the dinosaur, because, you know, I got a uterus that just got cut up. So, of course, I'm thinking estrogen.
Estrogen all
the
time.
And I'm taking estrogen for my uterus.
Always be thinking about estrogen.
Do I look extra feminine since I'm taking estrogen?
I did notice a little feminine charm about yourself more than usual. I was like...
Just extra...
Usually I'm like, hey, look at that lady podcaster. But I was like, especially like, look at that lady.
Here's that woman.
That's not a song.
It's my song.
Who's that lady? You're almost close. I already fed it to you.
Here's that woman.
Saying Barry Manilow in like this deep voice. Who's that woman? Or Jennifer Hudson.
You leave Jennifer Hudson alone.
That's the estrogen talking.
Okay. So I was providing estrogen for this velociraptor. And then I asked the Wrangler person, who's going to provide the testosterone? And the Wrangler person goes, Meredith Vieira. And that's the dream. I woke up. And then I took notes for the podcast, and then James came over.
Meredith Vieira will be providing estrogen. If y'all need
she's
estrogen...
providing testosterone, which makes no sense, because to me, she's super feminine.
She's a man,
but
she's
it's
lady.
Probably because...
She falls asleep watching the...
Yes, the Olympics. That's right.
Who's going to provide the testosterone? Get Meredith Vieira.
Even though I see Bob Costas hella more when I'm watching the Olympics, you would think that he would be the one providing testosterone.
Because Meredith Vieira is an HBIC. She's in it to win it.
Yeah, like, she's totally going to kick it
out. She throws it down.
She does. I respect Meredith Vieira.
Can I tell you one thing of what I did last weekend? We're going to plug one of our first guests, who was ever our first guest, was Pearl Merrill.
Yes.
Who she is she created the game show So You Think You Can Lap Dance.
Yes.
She's been dying to get me on the show.
Yes.
I've refused to participate.
How come she doesn't want me to participate?
So, I'm back in town. You should totally participate. I think you should.
Nope,
actually,
don't
next
want
time,
to.
You can participate the way that I did. So I wasn't a performer in the show. I was a guest judge.
Oh.
And I judged. I had a blast. I think you and I should go back on as a duo judge panel.
I would love to.
So as a judge, so all the dancers come out. It's a great show. It's going to be coming to LA.
It's coming to LA.
It's going to go to LA. It's going to go to New York. If it ever comes
Pearl.
To your city, please go. It's hilarious.
Fuck
take
yeah.
American Idol or that So You Think You Can Dance show
and
throw in some lap dancing and some improv and some characters.
I love it.
There was so the dancers all play characters. There was a Pokey Ho.
Oh my god.
So it was like this guy dressed in drag and some sexy ass drag with like some Pokeballs, and he was a hot mess.
That's the only part that was Pokemon was just him holding some Pokeballs.
He was just pretty much like a very sexily kind of like looked like she was gonna go prostitute herself outside in the Tenderloin and had some Pokeballs.
Sure.
And she was like my moment of like America's Next Top Model where I was like rooting for her. Yes. And then her performance was so bad I just couldn't.
And then you tire it out on her.
Oh, I tire it out. I was like, we were rooting for you. We were all rooting for you. So then as a judge, you're looking for three things. And what's so that? My things that I was looking for.
Yes.
I was looking for face.
Ooh,
gotta face. Give me that face.
Face.
I don't
face.
Care what it is. Face. If you're crying because you're making this, you know, lap dance because you got to make that money for baby Riri. Or if you're angry because you're like, I love lap dance and I'm angry. Whatever it is, show me some face.
I love it. Okay. All right. So you saw some face.
I saw some face. Yeah. And then the other thing I was looking for was that wow factor. That drop the moment, that mic moment where it's like, whoa, what the fuck? That person was amazing.
You were a little serious.
Then the third one was, because as a judge, it's only funny. Let the dancers be the characters. And then you as the judge commit to like, I'm looking for these three things. The last thing I was looking for was the Carmen Electra factor.
What?
Do you got it? Do you got the... She is the queen of all things lap dancing.
Is she?
I put her as Zoe.
All right.
I've tracked her crazy career from marrying Dennis Rodman to replacing Jenny McCarthy on Singled Out.
Didn't last long after.
No, they were like, we're done. To her on Baywatch. Y'all know I loves the Baywatch.
Wasn't she on Baywatch Nights?
For just one season. Oh. No, she lost her hearing. Remember?
Oh, that's right. We talked about that.
So who had the Carmen Electra factor? It was a lot of fun.
It sounds like a lot of fun.
People afterwards were coming up to me and being like, they go past the dancers and be like, we loved your judging to me.
Ooh, James, I know, excuse you.
But like, apparently I was born to judge.
You're a theft.
I was
of
born
the limelight.
I was born to judge dance competitions.
You should
which
just,
is a weird thing to be like, well, oh, you were so good at this.
I mean, you did kind of intensely just tell me your criteria for the show.
Well, and I would just throw it down. And I would just, and people like, there was one guy who was dressed as one of those squiggly things from, a you know, the car shows.
Oh, the blow up man.
The blow up man. It was him. And on it was a face with a big smiley face.
Yeah.
And the audience knew. They were like, look at that face. Oh, look at that face. I was like, I know. Look at the face. So the audience, you know, they got my character. They knew what I was looking for.
Excuse. By the way, did you know that those blow up dudes for car sales were invented by a Caribbean man for the Olympics?
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Tie it all back to the Olympicados.
Yes.
Wow. Well, there it is. So you think lap dance, if it comes to your
go
town,
see it.
Pearl
support
wants me to
Pearl.
Judge again.
I'm going to glom on come, and sneak in with you.
You should be a judge with
we
me.
We should come in wearing a two-headed shirt.
Oh, right. Okay, so we're like, you know, two heads are better than one.
Yeah, we're like one judge, but two of us.
Can we also vogue on when we come on?
One arm's mine, one arm's yours.
Oh, I can't have both the arms?
No, because we're wearing a two-headed shirt.
Do you have to have an arm? Can't just be your head? You might mess up the choreography.
Oh. You don't trust me?
Don't ruin this for me, Aneke.
You don't trust
me. Do not embarrass me in front of our LA audiences. You know they can be rough.
I can't believe you don't trust me.
Okay. We have to have a practice or two or three. Well, let's drink some Crystal Pepsi and go on to our next...
James got some Crystal Pepsi and it tastes like buttholes.
It's like our advertiser. Or do a commercial for Crystal Pepsi.
Hey, yeah, we need some ads.
Oh, yeah. Do you guys want us to sell things? Let us know.
Let us know.
We got you. Just give us 5 cents.
We just sold Pearl.
Her show is blowing up. She started here with us.
I sold surgery at Kaiser Medical.
And now we got Crystal Pepsi. I'm drinking it. It's like water.
But it's not.
It looks like water, but it's soda.
But it's sweet and bubbly.
And I never drink soda, but now I am into this like I'm into Ariana Grande.
By the way, James's Crystal Pepsi is warmer than the sun.
That's how you're supposed to drink it, right? I don't know. I missed out the first time it was around.
It needs to be icy.
Oh. Well, icy like your segment.
Ooh.
See what I did there? See that? See that magic? I'm good. Let's get into it. The pipeline. Lay down the pipes.
I'm ready. Back in NPR corner with Aneke right now. I'm
God,
bringing on
I'm
my
sorry.
NPR voice.
I was, I'm lost. Am I invited to this? Oh, wait. I have an NPR voice.
You could do an NPR voice as well.
Hello! Stop it's it. Me, NPR! Or would it be like, hi, what are you wearing?
I like the first one more.
Okay. Hi, welcome to NPR! I can't wait to lay down the pipe.
Stop it. Okay. Ready?
Okay. I don't know that I am. This is serious.
It's a little serious.
I don't know if you know me.
You're usually the serious segment guy.
No, that's true. Or like, bitch, you don't know me.
Yeah, it's kind of closer to it.
Do you know what that's from? Bitch, you don't know me.
Every single reality show that's ever been me.
No, it's from, what's the one with Elizabeth Berkley, the stripper show?
Oh, Striptease. No, Showgirls.
Showgirls. Yeah. Which, they're doing Showgirls as a musical right now.
Oh, Lord.
And, well, it's my Peaches Christ, who I've done some shows with. She just opened it. If you haven't seen it, it's running good. For 2 more weeks in San Francisco.
I thought it was like one of those like HCT, and I was like, that they won't do it right.
Well, they did it in New York, and they brought the original girl who... She's here playing it.
What?
And she saw me perform in Heclina's number this past week.
Nice.
And I didn't know who she was at first. And she's like, oh my God, you're amazing. I'm like, thank you. And my wig fell off. Ha 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 ha. And my friend was like, you need to know. They kept trying to like push us to get to know each other because she lives in New York. So I don't know why I brought that up.
Because you are.
Bitch, you don't know me.
You're a theft of the limelight. That's why.
That's probably. Have you just met me? But bitch, you don't know me, because her character's name is Know Me, and there's t-shirts that say, bitch, you don't know me, and it's her face.
And it's like, Know Me. Oh, I like that. I want one of those. My birthday's coming up.
So, bitch, you don't, Aneke?
No, I want that, the bitch, you don't know me.
I thought you want, like, for, like...
My name doesn't work for that.
You can find something, like, get it, Aneke. And, like, in your Aneke face.
Aneke from around the...
Aneke from around the world.
Way.
Aneke from around the way.
Aneke, please stay. Where am I going, though? That's on the back. That's me being like, where am I going?
It's like a t-shirt with a real message. All right, I'm sorry.
Okay. Lay down the pipe.
Pipe it up.
So, I'm bringing the story up because this is, like, how your story is. We're talking about things that are not being covered on the news.
I didn't even know this was happening.
Right? And I didn't either, and I went down a wormhole, and I discovered some interesting facts.
Y'all need to know. Teach me.
Okay. So in July 26, the Army Corps of Engineers approved the permits to allow a 1,172-mile-long Dakota Access Pipe. So the pipe cost $3.6 billion.
The Army approved this?
Army Corps of Engineers, I guess so, yeah.
Why did they get to just approve this?
Right? Listen to it. It's going to be crazy.
Okay.
So this pipe, I was like, what the hell is this pipe going to be doing? So apparently this pipe, this access pipeline, it crosses bodies of water to transport 450,000 barrels of crude oil a day.
Wow.
So they're pumping oil through this pipeline to go from North Dakota to Illinois.
Why do they need... Is there, like, an oil shortage between... Why...
It's, like, refinery, I guess. Like, they take one oil from one place and they pump it to another oil. Honestly, I don't really know. And I should probably do some research. Because I remember there's, like, another... There was a pipeline up in Alaska that they were trying to
do,
too.
Right, they're trying to do, like, a huge pipeline from there.
Right. So... The problem with this pipeline would contaminate water if there was a leak, would contaminate farmlands, would just destroy everything.
I'm also curious as to what, like, the pathway, like, which communities?
Thank you for bringing that up. Oh, great segue.
Okay.
Because the pipeline would be near the communities of the Mandan, Hidatsa, Harkana nations, and also the Sioux nations as well. So all of these reservations, basically, the pipeline would be going through.
Okay, as if the natives haven't had enough trouble, mm-hmm. They finally are on their reservations, and now we're like, we're just gonna, you know,
bust on through bust and put a through pipe through and contaminate your water.
Thank you.
So Lisa DeVille of the Fort Berthold Reservation, she's
not
stated,
related to Cruella DeVille.
No.
Okay.
She's the opposite of that. She's from a reservation.
Maybe her twin sister who's nice.
Fort Berthold Reservation. We're never good with names.
Yeah,
here,
but you guys,
corner.
Look it up.
We'll provide links. She said, when the pipeline breaks, all of our water will be contaminated. Pipelines contain radioactive materials that accumulate and become even more dangerous. Along with the other tribes that I mentioned, the main tribe... Oh, let me back up a little bit.
Yeah. Reverse.
So along with these communities, the aforementioned tribes that I mentioned, Bold Iowa and Citizens for Community Improvement opposed the pipe construction as well. So farmers are pissed because this is going to ruin farmland and rivers.
Absolutely. Just for some fucking oil.
Right.
That's how powerful these goddamn oil companies are.
It's ridiculous.
It sounds like some like Flint, Michigan type shit too.
Exactly. So the Army Corps, they're so ahead of everybody, and because of big oil and probably lobbyists, they were able to ignore the EPA, the U.S. Department of Interior and Advisory Council, and the Historic Preservation, who all requested that the Corps conduct an environmental impact assessment and issue a statement.
Absolutely.
They're like, we don't have to do it, so they didn't do it.
Wait, how do they not have to do that?
I don't know. So the main people who have been against this pipeline are the Standing Rock Sioux tribe.
Yes.
Which are, and the Sioux were based in North Dakota.
Right.
So they launched a campaign earlier this year to fight against the pipeline. They've been quietly, like, protesting this and slowly gaining more and more steam.
For a good while. And again, there's been no media coverage, but I know every time, you know, that guy with the weird hair thing that's running for president, every time he takes a poop.
We have to talk about that when we should be talking about issues like this.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree.
Exactly. So their campaign that they launched is called Respect Our Water. And respect is spelled R-E-Z-P-E-C-T, like as in reservation.
R-E-P-Z-E?
R-E-Z-P-E-C-T.
R-E-Z-P-E-D-T.
Sure.
Learn, laugh, play with me. We're trying here.
You're trying. It's good. Listen, it's a good effort.
I can count up to 8 because I'm a dancer.
I love it.
But spelling is not my thing.
It's all right. We still love you because you're cute.
Thank you.
So look up there. Respect Our Water. So R-E-Z-P-E-C-T, Our Water. That's their campaign against this pipeline.
Yeah.
And it's also gotten a little bit of celebrity attention, like Leonardo DiCaprio
He's on it. He's like, listen, which is good because you know I appreciate this?
Yeah.
Because he just won that Oscar for The Revenant, which had a lot of, like, his son in the movie is like half Native American.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not just like winning an award on like the backs of like this community.
He's actually supporting.
He's being about it. And he's all about the environment too.
Yeah. And I think even during his Oscar speech, he gave a shout out to.
Yeah, he was like, listen up.
Right.
Is Rosario Dawson on this one too?
She's usually up in the mix. I haven't been following her.
She got arrested protesting.
Oh.
With the Black Lives Matter. With Bernie. Way back. They were like, arrest her.
Rosario, come on the show, please.
Girl, we need to hear what you have to say.
Do you listen to our show?
Are you there?
You know who listens to Maximum Fun?
Who?
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
That guy.
Do you listen to us, Lin-Manuel?
Are you there too? Do you want to come on the podcast?
You're not doing Hamilton anymore. You got some time.
Do you want to promote your next project? I think he has a new TV show coming out.
I think he's doing Little Mermaid live action.
That's what I meant. You know, it's a thin line these days between the big and the silver screen and the, there's the silver screen and what's the other color? The gold screen?
TV screen?
Is the silver screen the movie screen?
Yes.
And then the TV screen is the...
TV screen.
That's stupid. It ain't got a color?
I don't know. Rainbow?
Rainbow color?
Because it's like, you know, the bars.
Yeah, the bars back in the day.
Little side note, too. I'm just going on all sorts of tangents.
We need to talk about all the things.
Lin-Manuel Miranda. Mm-hmm. I was recently thinking about Little Mermaid. And you know how she talks about want to be a part of their world?
Yeah.
She is delusional about her identity. She needs to take a mermaid culture class in college.
Yeah.
Find a little self-evaluation. Love herself. Be true to herself. She can have a little human lover on the side, but she needs to accept her mermaid culture.
She changed herself for a man.
She abandoned her
community, her people, and what about that hoarding, though? She a hoarder.
Because she's mixed up.
She has personal attachments to those objects.
I'm telling you, if she... found herself and respected her mermaid culture, she might drop that hoarding habit.
She might, because she's acting out onto something else.
Mm-hmm.
I think, like, maybe this is where he's gonna take it.
That would be good.
I think this is where you're gonna take him. I think that's why you were hired for this. So I'm excited to hear what you have to say.
I have another little theory.
Oh, what up?
Do you think that Little Mermaid was a way to get people to accept assimilation?
Probably. So that we're all like, want to be part of that world, or show you that world.
Side eye your heroes, you guys. Side eye your heroes.
Look at that. And there's a boner in the wedding.
And in the sandcastle.
Because that guy got fired. He was like, fuck you, Disney. That was his last day.
Disney, don't sue us. We love you.
Yeah, we're not fucking with Disney.
No. And I like Disneyland.
And Scandal's on there.
Yeah, ABC. So going back to this thing. So where we were before I got on my tangent, Standing Rock Sioux Tribe has been launching this quiet campaign against the North Dakota Access Pipeline.
Yes.
So in August 11th, the day before I went into surgery.
Oh, wow.
Just putting Never it on forget. Our timeline. We're Never putting it forget. On our timeline.
Good, because I was like, what was happening? And
we were recording the last episode.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was getting ready to put on a crazy wig for a performance.
So while we were doing that, 250 members of the Sioux tribe blocked construction of the Dakota Access Pipeline.
Old school style.
Yes. 18 were arrested by the police.
Fuck you.
So that was great, though. They were able to halt construction by doing that. And that's like powerful people action coming together. Included in the 18 that were arrested was the chairman of the Sioux tribe, David Archambault II.
Okay.
And he actually allowed tribal members who were working during that day to take the day off to help promote, to help protest.
Nice.
Children, teenagers, adults, everybody was there protesting. It was, there's video on it some of the links. Like,
it was a everybody day. Everybody get involved. Everybody bring your kids, your grandma, your dad, your neighbor.
Exactly.
Don't hide your kids or your wife. Bring them.
Bring them and let's shut this down. So now.
Uh-oh. I see some side eye coming from Aneke. Everybody prepared?
I am putting them it in the corner.
Okay. Damn it. We're on a good start.
Dakota Access LLC, which pisses me off because LLC is a business and not like a, like...
Well, I mean, Icon, my dance company is also an LLC.
Yeah, but you're not destroying the world.
We will destroy it with our dance moves. I'm okay with that. On the dance floor.
I'm okay with that. But an LLC always trips me up because when you're doing something to... the United States that affect different populations, it's business. It's profit-motivated instead of non-profit-motivated. Right. They are filing a lawsuit against the Sioux tribe and Chairman David Archambault II.
Why? Uh-oh, it's on the next page. You should have seen the way she turned that page. It is a doozy. Get ready. Hold on to your butts.
They claim that threats were made to the workers of the pipeline, that rocks and bottles were thrown at the workers at the pipeline. I'm sorry, but boo-hoo.
Yeah, this is, they're actually fighting for their lives. Like,
yeah.
They're fighting for their, like, you would too if someone was trying to, like, ruin your community and your livelihood. These people, like, their lives are in danger. Like, right. Look at what happened with the water in Flint, Michigan.
Exactly. Like, so, the lawsuit, they filed it against them, which is, like, really upsetting, and this is where we're at right now. And Archambault stated that the Dakota Access Pipeline Project is harmful, not just to my people, but the intent in construction will harm the water of the Missouri River. And he also has another quote that I will link in on our website that basically he says that, you know, in order for the world to thrive, we need to, everything needs to work together. You can't just have this pipeline busting through environments.
Totally.
And it will. So it's not only, I mean, one, it's a good cause to protect your community.
Right.
No shit.
Yeah.
But he's also, and they're also protesting on behalf of all of us.
Absolutely.
Because this pipeline will destroy our earth.
Well, and it's not only if this pipeline goes through, this isn't the only weird, crazy, like Scooby-Doo evil plot that's happening across the country. And here's the thing. This goes back to the thing that you and I have been talking about at least for a few weeks now. And what you're talking about too, is that this is another subject and issue that folks don't know about.
Right.
And this is not the only one. What's happening is we are also focused on national politics because that's where the media, it's all clickbait. And these journalists have to, you know, put out 10 different articles a day and it's all about clicks, clicks, clicks.
Exactly.
And the things that only pay attention, the people are paying attention to are these things that are on a national level that are getting all the attention.
Right.
So local politics is actually where there's being a lot of corruption happening in local politics because the journalists are not keeping local politicians in check.
Right.
This got passed.
Right.
This was legislation that got passed through.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing happened with my dad in Fairfield, California.
Mm-hmm.
I had some boxes at my dad's house.
Mm-hmm.
And from when I was living in San Francisco, I left some boxes.
Yeah.
And my dad was like, you know, like, did you have any roaches in your house? And I was like, no.
What?
And I talked to my dad. I was like, did you figure out that problem? And he was like, yeah, they stopped spraying the fields in the back. Like, there's all these fields.
Yeah.
And they stopped spraying the fields that got passed through legislation. They just stopped spending the money on it.
So now there's
a roach problem. But someone's got some money from something now because that's not happening. So these local politicians, like local politics, y'all, we need to check it out. And journalists, do your job.
Right.
Should have been way investigated. CNN, where are you? Wolf Blitzer?
Right.
Where are you on the scene?
Anderson Cooper? Nobody's talking about this.
Get your sexy silver fox ass down there.
Can we, instead of, like, I'm bringing this up for you guys so we can talk about it. I don't have a solve for it. But instead of, let's think twice. If you want to post something about that guy with the terrible hair, or Hillary Clinton, or Bernie, or whatever, think twice and maybe change it up a little bit and post about the North Dakota pipeline, Access Pipeline. Inform people of what else is happening in the world that's truly detrimental.
And that's way more going to affect you than any of this other crazy stuff.
Rigmarole. So there we go.
Thank you so much for bringing this up, Aneke.
You're welcome. And I support the Sioux tribe.
Well, I think, you know,
100%.
I think we're going to endorse this. I don't know if they're looking for our help, but, you know, Minority Corner's got your back. We'll come there and we will live podcast. You want someone else to fly us out because we're kind of broke.
But I am putting Dakota Access LLC. Y'all need to step into the corner right now because y'all are being hella petty by filing a lawsuit against the tribe.
So you're putting them in the fuck you corner?
That is hella petty. Oh, yeah. That is like the pettiest of petty.
They threw a bottle at me trying to save their home
and the earth.
Yeah, go fuck yourself. I mean, big oil and, like, money means that much. I thought we were moving into, like, other alternative sources.
All of the lobbyists in Washington are blocking that because they want to make that Skrilla by depleting our earth.
People don't even fucking care. They're like, I made my $10,000. Yeah, well, you're going to be dead one day.
Right, why don't you take that money and try and figure out some renewable energy so we can stay here on this earth?
Why don't you wake up and pay attention? You need to get your Whoopi Goldberg, your sister act, and your pet dinosaur. And you know, that's what we need to do. We need to get that pet dinosaur, Whoopi Goldberg, and
a nun's habit. Where is my pet dinosaur?
And go down there, and we will fix it.
Aw, damn. I was hoping that Zelda with her bandana was looking at us, but she's not. She's not good on cues.
And you kicked her out of the recording studio. Zelda was trying to come up in
here. You kicked her out. You're like, where's that bench? We need to put it up so she doesn't come in here.
They said, where's that bench? Well, she's right here fucking up the recording. She's the Michelle of this Destiny's Child group.
She is. We still love her, though. She'll have a good gospel career.
They'll confuse her at the county fair for white Michelle Williams and put a picture of her on the newspaper.
That's so sad.
True story.
That's so sad.
They were
sad.
Like, Michelle Williams is performing at the
Wait
state fair, and it
Wait
was white Michelle Williams.
Hold up. If Zelda... I'm getting to this.
Why couldn't you just leave well enough alone? You had to go and dig into this deeper.
Because
I'm trying to go to the next segment.
I know that I'm Kelly.
I did not say that. I did not.
Why are you grinning from ear to ear right now, Beyonce?
Well, I mean, I'm not going to turn it down if that's what you're saying. You can just leave
I'm
well
okay
alone.
I'm okay with Kelly. I'm okay.
Kelly's doing good.
Me and her look like we're cut from the same cloth a little bit.
Kelly's doing good.
I could
good.
Be her cousin.
I could
be her play cousin.
Hang out with Nelly. Get to be in some Jason.
Yeah, Jason?
She was in like Jason the 15th. She was in Freddy vs. Jason.
That's sad. Okay, let's move on. As long as she doesn't go as deep as Sharknado.
She's not there. Okay. Michelle Williams is... She's being tapped.
Come on the show, Michelle.
Yeah, Michelle, we'd love to have you.
We need to hear some dirt.
Wow, if they allow you to say anything.
Yeah, she probably has a life NDA.
There's like a sniper hit on her at all times.
But why?
In case she says something she shouldn't be saying.
Ooh, you know who threw some shade at Beyonce recently?
I hope it wasn't Michelle.
Kelly.
Oh, it was probably on accident, though.
No, she was on one of these daytime junkets promoting her reality show that nobody paid attention to about a girl group.
Nobody
cares. He was on, like, the, like, Crackle channel or whatever that nobody cares. And one of the morning daytime talk shows were like, what about Beyonce's new album? And Kelly was like, I'm not here to talk about that right now.
She had to shut it down.
And I was like, go, Kelly.
And you know what's funny? I haven't heard anything from... Kelly's, like, locked in the bunker. They're like, you said too much. You out. So, Kelly, when you get out of that bunker...
Come on down to the Minority Corner.
We're here for you. Actually, you said too much. Like, we can't get shut down by the
Whatever, the Bay we'll Hive. Just have a private hangout. She doesn't got to be on the podcast.
Okay, true. Yeah, okay. All right. We won't record it. There will be no mics. But Beyonce always knows.
She does. Alright. What? Is this porn music or joke music? What's going on? It sounded like it could be both.
That was my sexy porn music or Britney like Spears' new song.
Or a clown juggling act.
Maybe, but actually, maybe. And actually, it could be new form of porn, actually. Porn has no limits.
It does not.
Now.
Everybody got a kink in something. First,
before we go any further.
Okay.
I think it's no secret how much, for one, I love pornography.
Sure.
I love to see you doing it. I want to see people doing it.
Hypothetical you. He's not talking to me.
I don't mind, actually. I just.
Come on.
I was curious.
I mean, I tried to show you my insides.
Oh, that was almost too much for me, so I might be able to handle seeing you doing the nasty. And we also, if you don't know, and you will learn over the course of this next segment, how much I am a stone's throw away from the gay porn industry.
Oh.
I orbit around in it. I know people. I
orbit around.
I am near it. You're a satellite. I have friends. We go to the same parties. You know, I'm a stone's throw, at arm's reach.
We live two different worlds. We're like a Venn diagram. We intersect with some stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
But then we don't.
But there's certain things we don't. We just happen to hang out. I know you. I see you doing your craft. I'm doing my craft over here.
Mm-hmm.
And you doing yours over there. Mine just involves less insertion of penises in front of the camera. Okay, so I want to talk about this or Naked Sword. Do you know about Naked Sword?
Like a dick?
Okay, apparently no. Okay. So Naked Sword, yes, it is that. But Naked Sword is essentially kind of like the Netflix of gay porn.
That's handy.
Yeah.
You pay a subscription?
You pay a subscription. Oh. And they also, they have their own, they have tons of different other studios who are underneath the Naked Sword brand.
Oh, so it is a studio house. It isn't like you get like things from other companies.
Well, it started off as a studio house, but porn has been changing so much, so they've been trying to adapt as well. Okay. So now it's a subscription-based service. It's kind of the largest. You then can get like subscription to like all kinds, like Nextdoor Mail, Nextdoor Ebony, Nextdoor.
You're saying all sorts of things that I don't. I mean, I do know. I'm not going to play anything.
You get to Titan Media, to all kinds.
Titan Media.
What did you think I said?
Tight and meteor.
Ooh, that's sexy. We can start our own porn company. So you're like, James, why are you talking about porn in the Minority Corner? Because I love it. But in real honest...
I wasn't asking that at all.
But here's the thing that's happening. Because I have been on... I'm not going to say rants. I hate that word because it makes it seem like saying... Like, isn't important. Because I've been on rants before about,
how... Oh, rants. Oh, I thought rants was like a porn site. You're on this you're in this corner of Grandma Neke right now.
You're like, walk me through it. What's the porn doing?
Because I still get mine in magazine form.
That's cute.
That's not true.
Like, delivered to your house. here's my
mail order.
My pornography is here.
Oh, my courier is here carrying my
porn. Thank you, mailman. Oh, the milkman also came here as well.
Let me grab my ice from my ice machine.
My ice chest. Okay, so there's a new company underneath Naked Sword who is changing gay porn.
Changing
for the
it.
Better.
Oh, okay.
Some revolutionary shit. You're like, why should I care? So they're called Naked Sword Film Works, which the initials spell...
Classy.
Not safe for work.
Oh, classy.
NSFW. Isn't that cool?
I like that.
Already into it. So this group called... this new studio called NSFW. Super cute. So here's their aim. This is their aim. They aim to produce and showcase new work from independent film directors with an eye toward the provocative, the experimental, and the explicit.
This is a little highbrow for porn.
Just you wait. You're about to, in 2 seconds, I'm going to say this. In 5 minutes, you're going to throw off your panties and go, woo, this is great.
I'm moving a little slow, but all right.
You're going to be so into this. So here's what's happening. Why should you care? This is really the first production company, probably since like the 70s when porn was really getting up, when people were actually just making movies and they happened to just have some real sex happening in it.
Oh, okay.
So they're actually like making like real films with some real, with some sex that happens to be in it.
Don't people fast forward through that shit?
We do. But if it's good, and I mean, I do, like, I'm just like, all right, get to the, I haven't seen a storyline in a porn.
I mean, who wants to, come on.
But if I happen to be watching a really, really cool movie, yeah. and there happens to be some real life sex in it, I'm not going to be
You're
mad.
Not going to turn it down.
I'm going to be like, this is great. I'm getting great storyline, and I'm seeing some penis in that mouth, or that orifice, or butthole, or whatever.
All right.
Into it.
All right, I'll give you that.
So I want to. I'm inspired by Aneke, since Aneke didn't do any lists this time around. Yes. I have a list. I'm going to read you some movies that they've done.
Yes.
And I haven't actually watched these yet, but I'll have a full report.
Okay, I'm ready for some titles.
So this next one is called.
You're going to do your research.
Yeah, I'm going to actually do my research next week. This is just the tip. See what I did there? It's sexy. So this first one's called Nova Bubai.
What?
It is a 50-minute meditation.
Meditation?
Wait, hold on. Okay. Let me get this sentence out, because your panties are going to drop.
Okay.
A 50-minute meditation on gentrification, incest, and suicide in Brazil.
I don't like the incest part.
But it's like exploring like this thing that has happened. It's a meditation on it. I love the thing about gentrification.
I like
and
that.
And we do need to talk about suicide.
And Brazil's sexy.
LGBT folks have the highest rate of suicide.
Mm. Incest needs to cut it out, though.
But it's part of the conversation that this director wants to have.
All right.
Go watch this next one. 100 Boyfriends Mixtapes. It's by, I'm going to butcher this guy's name, Brontes Prunel. He described it as 100 failed relationships condensed down into one.
Huh.
So I'm assuming we're going to see a really, like, hot, like, it's like all of his sexual fantasies rolled up into just, like, one. And all, like, the ins and outs. I'm just assuming. I don't know.
But that sounds fascinating.
Look at this one. Okay. See, it just keeps getting better.
All right.
Keeps getting better. Like what that song Christina is that? Aguilera song that no one listened to.
Yeah, that I did it. I missed it. I'm missing everything. What's happening?
Well, everybody missed the Christina Aguilera last three albums.
Nobody gives a care
anymore. She forgot she released it. She was like, oh, I picked up Lemonade. Damn it. I didn't make any sale. I didn't make any sale. Do you know she guests on like different people's songs, like Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande, and they'll come on The Voice.
Yeah.
So anytime like a new pop starlet comes on The Voice, Christina's kind of like,
can I sing a song with you?
She's kind of like, she's already at Madonna levels of being 50 and trying to stay relevant.
And she's like our age.
That's
sad.
What's so sad. She's trolling these young pop acts. And then she'll always be like, you always know the recording, she'll be like, The Voice, my voice. Like she'll peddle The Voice, which we're already watching it. So then she's like,
I'm just shaking my head because poor Christina. You know what? I don't feel sorry for Christina Aguilera. No, she got hella money.
She's good. She's also probably not the nicest person.
I've heard things that she's
like,
kind of a bitch.
Here's the thing. The reason why I do think that, you know, Britney's career is the way it is. Britney is actually a sweet, nice girl. Like, she really is. Like, it makes a difference.
It does.
People, Christina, just not a nice person. That's okay.
That's okay. She could be not a nice person.
But, like, you know.
She gotta get that money. Maybe she's, I don't know.
She's doing her own thing.
I need to meet her to find out.
Your voice! My voice! So this next one is called Hattie Goes Cruising, or Hattie.
Hattie? How's it spelled?
H-A-T-T-I-E.
That's Hattie.
This should be called James Spells.
I have a great-grandmother named Hattie.
So this one, well, this is about...
This is not about her.
Well, I don't know.
Rest in peace. Okay. Great-grandma Hattie. I'm sorry for bringing you into the conversation. That was terrible.
You set me up for
that one. We're cutting it out. We're cutting that part out.
Hattie Goes Cruising. It's a documentary following Hank Major, a 70-year-old black man from Philadelphia, as he remembers his life of public sex. And so I'm imagining I'm imagining that why?
Because that's like grandpa has sex. It's gross.
No, but it's gonna be like, I think they're gonna reimagine, like redo. He'll be like, I remember when I got fucked on that bench, and they'll look pan over there, and then we re-see the situation re-happening. Here's the thing. Here's what I love. Old black gay man. These are people that are never
that's
sexualized.
True. That's
and
very
I'm gonna
true.
Challenge you on
you
this
know what? I like
ageism
that.
Because
that's so true.
Old people have sex, they've had sex, and they should like essentially what this company is doing is blowing up sexuality and what we because we are so condensed to thinking that a very minute idea and form is sexy and sexualized.
Mm.
And so we're gonna see like a younger, like you know, well, or maybe like
maybe
different stages of him.
You know what?
But what they're gonna be, they're all gonna be black, and they're all gonna be having sex.
I agree with you, and I need to check myself because that was totally me being ageist, and and most of us tend to think like, you know, older people are kind of, we desexualize them, but it's true. But when I'm in my 70s, I hope to God I'm still having sex.
Yeah, and what I love is that it's supposed to, like, of course, you know, neighbor grandpa should be the, he's sort of showing us
and
the way.
It's a positive way instead of like, mandingo, black man.
Thank you.
Coming in and doing jungle sex.
Exactly. And I'm going to come and circle back to what you were just talking about, because that's what this production company is really aiming to, you know, be. And there's another movie that they're shooting right now. It's called Alpha.
Oh.
It's a porn star's first day on set after his lover's death, which launches today.
That
intense.
Like, jerk off and cry? What's going on?
I mean, but I just love how they're just, like, doing all these interesting sort of
things.
It's
fascinating.
And we're going to get into in a minute of why I'm a stone's throw away from all of this action.
Are you going to put somebody on blast?
No, it's in support.
Oh, okay, good.
So, in general, this ain't your granddaddy's gay porn, but it kind of is with that Hattie one. So NSFW, pretty much they're saying that, you know, porn can be diverse, experimental, emotionally contemplative, and grapple with complex questions of power and social relations while still delivering hot balls deep sex.
All right.
That's their aim. So one of the creators, his name is Jack. I'm going to butcher your name, but know that I love you.
That's what we do in Minority Corner.
Shar Mama.
Sure.
Come on to the show, and we should definitely get him, because also this is all going down in the Bay Area.
Oh, this is Bay Area.
A lot of the gay porn is actually produced here in, like, a lot of the companies are housed here.
Like kink.com is
at kink.com is here. Uh-huh. I still want to go on that tour. We should live podcast at the Armory. We should go there. I have a friend of mine who, he's the accountant at, I think, Titan.
We need to do more things where
that's
we,
true.
Like...
Send us a list of what y'all want us to go out and do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still want to go to that.
Let's do some remotes.
I want to go to that bridal shower place.
Oh, my God.
Okay. This is weird. I was going there
we
to
need
find
to go
a husband.
To Renaissance Fair, too.
We do. It's coming up. We can go.
Ooh.
So he's the product manager and creator of NSFW. And so he came out of this, like, porn for a while had been getting hit by all the pirate. There's, like, piracy. Like, I haven't paid for porn since I was, like, 16.
You were paying for it when you were 16?
I snuck into an adult bookstore, and I bought my first... And know what my...
That is some analog...
It was a VHS tape, and they were like, your ID? And I, like, I wore my most adult-looking outfit. I wore, like, my blue sunglasses. Like,
stop it.
And then they were like, I already blue made up... I made up my story, and I was like, oh, I go to UCLA. I was at a college party, and I lost my ID. And then the guy looked at me, and he was like, here... You know,
you were the
bucks.
Most obvious 16-year-old. One.
About more. Because I had facial hair at a very young age, so I can...
do have to bring up, there are some indicators. One, when you said my most adult item, clothing item, blue sunglasses.
It matched my blue shirt.
And
that
then
was
two,
back in the day when everything had to match.
Yes, this
and
is
that's
true.
That's what I was still doing.
Two, when you're an adult, you don't explain things to people. Like, when I go and buy beer, I don't go, oh, I need this, because I just... I'm a 21-year-old who happens to be in town. I'm just like, give me my beer, leave me alone.
No,
so
I
like how you're
backstory.
Like, excuse me, sir. I'm a lost college student. I was at a party and I needed some porn.
That's essentially what happened. Listen, I got that porn. And then my dad found it and it was all kinds of awkward. But anyways... Anyways, I had a lie, and I was like, I borrowed it from my friend Jason. I had a made-up friend Jason who I used to always throw under the bus anytime I
poor
got
Jason.
Caught for anything. So anyways, Shar Mama was inspired when he met Travis Matthews, who co-directed the movie Interior Leather Bar.
Oh.
Do you know about Interior Leather Bar?
It actually sounds familiar.
So Interior Leather Bar was also, James Franco was...
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
James Franco. So if you guys don't know about Interior Leather Bar, I have to talk about this for a second.
Yes.
Interior Leather Bar, James Franco, I think he's in it as well, but he produced, directed this movie called Interior Leather Bar, which is based on, Al Pacino's, so it's based on Cruising.
Cruising, yes.
So there was a scene that was supposed to be, and Cruising is a homophobic hot mess of a movie about this like guy, serial killer guy who's just killing, you know, gay guys. And he's, is he gay? Is he kind of gay? And it's just, at the, when it came out, just weird.
70s were trying and really weird. Messed up.
But there was a scene that was cut and it's just called, the scene, it says interior leather bar. And there's supposed to be this huge scene where he goes in and he's doing like poppers and all kinds of stuff and just like, just getting down.
Yeah.
And they scrapped it. And so James Franco made a movie called Interior Leather Bar about that, just that scene, that movie.
Right, yes.
And the movie is kind of like this weird, like, is it a documentary? Is it real? Because it's about the guy who's playing Al Pacino's character.
Right.
And he's like, got this girlfriend. He's like, I don't know if I can do it. And here's the great thing. It was shot here in San Francisco.
Yeah.
One of my co-stars from the first short film that I ever did, Bug Chaser, him and his boyfriend are all up in that movie.
Oh.
Now, my first film here, and Bug Chaser went on to, I think you can watch it online, Bug Chaser, if you guys want to see me a little bit naked, it's there. My first short film, and I was like, gotta get, as long as it's tasteful.
Tasteful nude.
So there was my, you know, Brandon, who I think he's in LA, he's doing some great stuff, and there he was, naked up in this movie again, too, and I'm like, do your thing.
Yeah.
But Bug Chaser went on to, just to toot my own horn a little.
Yeah, toot.
First short film, directed by Ian Wolfley, who you know Ian.
Yeah, I know
and
Ian.
And Derek was one of the producers on it. That's how we all met.
Nice.
I went on to several different film festivals around the world, and it won a few, too.
Nice!
So
I think I knew that, though.
So again, here's my stones throw away from me into this little porn industry.
Yeah, okay.
See what I was talking about?
But Interior, that was a movie, though.
But, oh, here's the thing. Interior Leather Bar was co-directed by Travis Matthews. And these are all movies as well. Like,
yeah,
these
yeah,
are
yeah.
full, like,
oh,
movies.
Oh, they're okay.
So Travis Matthews is now also working with NSFW.
Oh!
And this was started, Jack Shimarma was inspired by Interior Leather Bar. And he
to
was
create
like,
these movies create. Slash porn.
Exactly. Yeah.
Got it.
And I just love it because it's also James Franco's obsession with curiosity of homosexuality. And
he is not afraid to show his curiosity, and I am proud of him for that.
I was also in a movie, almost in a movie with James Franco. It was between me and this other guy. In this movie called Michael, I think it was.
I don't remember it.
Kind of came out. Sleeper hit. But yeah, not a hit, I guess, but it came out. So essentially, they're wanting to produce these films that, you know, didn't look like porn, but they, as Vice quoted, pack an erotic wallop.
Doesn't Vice, like Viceland, that new TV channel for Vice, I feel like they're just trying to outdo me. Like, they're always like, you think that's crazy? Check out this shit. I'm holding cocaine up my butt, and I'm gonna go fucking interview this crazy person.
They're doing it up.
They are doing it up.
Like, we gotta get someone from Vice on here, because we gotta turn it up a notch.
Do we? We're already turned up a lot.
I want it more. Oh. I just want it. Give it to me, Vice. Give it to me.
That's awesome. I'm excited.
So
this sounds good.
Their first film that they produced, it was called I Want Your Love. It got more than 2 million views within 1 month of its debut. The full-length version of it has a 70% positivity rating.
Wow.
On, what's the Rotten Tomatoes?
It's on Rotten Tomatoes?
Yes. So these films are like, they're kind of, because it's not just porn. It's, you know, these are films.
Yeah.
Sexy films that just happen to, like, if you're an actor in it, you're going to have real life sex and we're going to film it.
Can you get a SAG card for being in it?
Probably, if it's on Rotten Tomatoes. And 70%, cool. That's more than the last X-Men film.
Really?
Yes.
Well, then, I mean, come on.
I mean, it's more than a lot of, like, movies. It's more than Transformers. Like, this movie's doing better.
I have not seen any Transformers.
I saw, after, when it got racist, I was done.
I don't want to see
started it. Off racist when they killed Jazz, the black one.
Didn't one of them have, like, balls, too?
There was one that had, like, a gold, the twins
Yeah, they,
had
like,
teeth.
Were, like, and they, like, rapped and did breakdancing.
It's too much. We get it. They're black.
Which is like that new Seth Rogen movie, which I'm side-eyeing, called Sausage
Party,
which is totally racist.
And apparently they didn't pay the animators.
Right.
Which is why people are like, oh, it made so much money and they got it done for cheap, because they didn't pay the animators.
Exactly. And it's hella racist. Side note,
not surprised.
There is a character called Mr. Grits, which is all about like...
Side-eyeing.
Yeah, it's all about like whatever. And it used to be called Uncle Tom's Grits.
Who are you?
And it was like a total slave, like kind of thing.
Straight white, what are you doing?
And they screened it at fucking South by Southwest, that Austin festival, and people were like, no. But they still left in like a Latina taco who's a lesbian, and they still left in like a hella racist Jewish guy who is a bagel, and his enemy is flatbread, who's a Middle Eastern person. And it's like all
there's
of
the
shit.
Probably some homophobic shit in there too.
All the fruit.
Oh God, I'm done.
Ridiculous.
I have a personal request. Can y'all not give him any more money? Because his movies are always kind of really...
It's not funny.
Well, back to what these people are doing. Sorry, side note. No, yeah, I'm glad you add that in there. So their goal is to produce one new film every month, and so far they make up about 1%. NSFW makes about 1% of the site's content, yet it pulls in 10% of their monthly viewership.
Oh, so that means it's good stuff then.
People are into it. They're, like, wanting this. And also just a little, like, a nod to Adam Barron, who he's a programmer for NYC LGBT Film Fest, New Fest. He's part of this team as well. And he sees this as a great pushback against one of the worst aspects of both mainstream porn and LGBTQ film in general, and it's glaring whiteness.
Oh.
So they're having diverse groups of people, diverse stories, because we're changing, like, who it is that, you know, if it's just, you know, hairless, muscly, blonde, white dudes that are all up in this porn, then of course now it, you know, trickles into the things that we've been seeing.
Subconscious.
Yes. The racism that you've been seeing on things like Scruff and Grindr. Yes. And people are like, oh, I'm not into that, because you haven't seen anything else be sexy.
You've been indoctrinated. And one, I just want to reiterate that we have nothing against hairless, blonde, white guys in porn. We just want more diversity. We want that, including other things.
Because you're probably going to want to fuck everything then. Exactly. Like, I want to see just like regular folks up. Like, I just want to see it all.
Right.
I want to see all of the folks having the sex, you know.
Aww.
That's what I want to see.
It's beautiful.
And I'm also, like, you know, not against, like, you know, I am all about, you know, going to the gym and whatnot, but then it affects, like I said, talked about a few weeks ago, how, like, we're so obsessed with, you know, muscle-obsessed bodies or whatnot. I want people to work out because I want you to live a long, healthy life.
Right.
But I don't want it to be, like, an obsession for yourself. Because you don't look like, you know,
muscle bound, like, hairy
Ryan Stallion Gosselgoo. Worst porn name ever. Worst. I don't want you to think that you're not sexy. That's
stupid. I would hella watch a porn by Ryan Gosling Gosselgoo.
I'm Ryan Gosselgoo. And so, yeah, so essentially, you know, like, Barnes said, we don't see a lot of diversity in porn, or if you do, things are segregated. Black actors with black actors, white actors Ebony. With white actors. Yeah.
Normal.
Even when porn features diverse actors, it's exoticized, right? Like, you're saying Ebony, or it's like, you know.
Like, why is white on white the normal baseline?
Right. And then everything else is like, oh, I'm in a mood for something a little different.
Come on.
And so we're changing, you know, actors of color for the gaze of a white audience, and like a white male audience, right?
When it should be the gaze of everybody.
Right, and we also need to get, like, Cheryl. I want to see Cheryl directing a porn. Who, again, my reminder, she's my black lesbian in a wheelchair. She's missing an eye.
Every time a different ailment for poor Cheryl. For some reason, I can't get behind the Cheryl analogy, but it's your analogy, and I let you run with it.
So by bringing in filmmakers of color, NSFW, it's flipping the script, presenting sex through the eyes, in this case, of a black hipster in Oakland.
P.S.
What?
Someone texted me, a mutual friend of ours, what would Cheryl do? And I was like, oh my God.
See, it's catching on, everybody. Cheryl's in your head. She's our friend. She lets us know if we're on the right path.
Who's a black hipster? Would you consider yourself a black hipster?
No. the guy who's one of the directors of this, he's a black hipster. And we're going to see porn and sexiness through his eye and lens. And we never see it through his eye and lens.
A blipster, if you will.
We're going to through this blipster.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of,
I love,
like,
it. I like to hear that.
It's almost like, but I can't get, like, my industry that I work in, it's called the gigging industry. And I hate that phrase.
That's weird.
I'm gigging. It sounds like a bad Will Smith song.
Gigging with
it.
And,
like, then you're a gigger, and that just, it's weird.
No. That's too close.
It's too close.
I have a friend who has a cup that said a Texas jigger, and a jigger is a shot.
Oh, I thought it was like someone who does a jig.
No, it's a shot. And so a Texas jigger, it's like a big shot glass, but every time I see it and it's tilted one way, I'm like, what does this say?
Why is this here?
And then you turn it and you're like, oh,
God, thank God.
But then you turn it again and you're like, oh, God, what is this? What's going on?
Get this out of here. Get this out of my life.
Then you gotta turn it.
That's an emotional, like, and you're just trying to have tea and it's just too much for you.
Y'all, if you have a word that has an I-G-G-E-R, we are going to feel weird.
Get rid of it. Get rid of the cup. Like, be aware of, like, how it might affect other people. Put yourself into the thing.
I don't care.
So, Sharmama also said, you know, we can't force the community to have this conversation, but we sure as hell can show consumers that other porn, that there's other porn out there. And he's like, that's as close as a mission statement as I can get. But sure. I'm into it.
I'm into it. Loving it.
So, I'm stoked. And I have a friends who, you know, Mr. Pam, she is a porn director.
Oh, okay. All
right. She actually did a photo shoot for...
Right, I remember you telling me about Mr. Pam.
Mr. Pam, she's a top porn director here in San Francisco. Wow. She did a photo shoot for when I played Tootie in The Facts of Life. She shot...
Oh, right.
And it's funny because we were having a rehearsal and then she's shooting a porn in the other... There's all kinds of things
was
happening.
Was that last year or was that
just
2 years ago?
Just a year ago.
Man, time has flown.
So I just love it that I'm excited because there's diversity in not only the type of gay porn that's happening, but in the men and the type of bodies and stories that are being told, because our community is so much more diverse and we're really limiting ourselves to a very minute section of it. And that's, we need to, I'm just glad this is actually happening.
And can we, and I'm so glad to hear that they're not like segmenting their porn into like, can we stop with like, you know, big butts, ebony, Latina,
it's all
fetishy. Like, it fetishizes everything when it all should just be porn.
Dude, they're just putting this all up into this, like, these just interesting stories. And you know
I
what?
Like that.
I'm probably going to fast forward through the storyline, but I will go back and I'll watch
and
it.
And then you'll watch it.
Maybe.
When you're but chilling out afterwards.
I just appreciate that it exists. Yeah. So I'm excited. NSFW, I think everybody.
Do your thing a thing.
Tune in and watch it.
I'm ready. I mean, I don't know if I'll watch
it,
but I support it.
But support it. And also I would say, there's this great movie coming out called Moonlight. We'll talk about it later.
Oh, yes.
But everybody, like...
And I watched that trailer.
If you haven't seen it, everyone go look at the trailer for Moonlight.
It looks beautiful.
Amazing. It's like, you know, it's this... It's well done, well shot. You can already tell.
Mm-hmm.
Artistic. It's this, you know, story about, like, it's about black gayness, essentially.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And my fear is... Some of you aren't going to watch it because you're like, this isn't my story. Fuck you. I love
Everything is all of our stories.
I have to watch all of, you know, I have to watch Seth Rogen's story. I'm not doing it anymore.
We don't have to.
Go watch Moonlight. It's going to be a beautiful story. Check it out.
Just diversify your viewing for your own pleasure because that's what we do.
So watch this sexy movie.
I mean, if you're listening to this podcast, you're probably doing it.
So I apologize for saying fuck you, but you understand I get upset.
All of you guys who are listening to our podcast, be our soldiers, because you guys know at least one person who would probably oppose against it.
Can we... Soldier sounds a little aggressive.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, can we be our Minority Corner dancers? Like our Minority Corner dance team? Because the dancers go out and they're on the front lines. Like, in a real war, who do you send out first?
Dancers?
Well, they used to send out the drummer boy. Like, here we come. Could you imagine being the drummer boy in war?
We're marching. That's the meanest
Don't shoot me. I'm just drumming. So...
You get the most annoying kid in America.
You're like, here you go, little Johnny. In 2016, we now switch it up to the dancers. So the dancers are the first ones on the front line throwing it down.
What about canvassers? Okay, I know that's true.
I used to run a canvassing operation. So y'all are the minority kind of dancers. You dance it up. You spread the word through your words, but
through your body movements
and your words. If you don't want
to
dance,
dancing of your tongue and your vocal cords of the beautiful voices.
Tongueography, which is my next movie. I'm gonna cast you in it. It's gonna be
sexy
as hell.
I don't know if I want to glom on into that.
I'm gonna roll the camera.
Old timey camera. James is a crank in his camera.
You want that money? You want to tell that story? You want to be a star?
I'm scared of you.
The story needs to be told.
Now I'm feeling concerned.
People need
this is too much emotions.
People need to hear and see your story.
Of tongueography? Quizlet Corner.
Did you forget where we were for a second?
I was spacing the fuck out.
I was like, I didn't give you a countdown.
You
I
just
like, pointed at you.
Really, like,
I was like,
rushed.
She'll know what to do. I don't know. I just got excited. I was like, we've got to get this episode. So, this Quizlet Corner is completely about the flooding that's happening down in Louisiana.
Oh, my God.
My nephew lives in Louisiana.
Oh, shit.
He's safe and he's okay.
Okay, good.
But most folks, like, again, like we've been saying, the media has been failing us. We have been circulating. Mm. We're all guilty of this, too, circulating the wrong information out there.
We haven't been hearing much about it at all.
So this is completely all about what's going down in Louisiana.
Okay.
Since our 24-hour news cycle has failed us. So... Yeah. Six different questions, you know, all about it, and it's going to reveal some truth and information about what's happening.
Okay.
Southern and central Louisiana absorbed 2 feet of rain in less than 3 days last week.
True or false?
No. A.
Oh my god. So which you didn't even tell me. Oh my god.
You're like, what am I doing? Am I solving the problem? Is this a crisis? How am I?
After this... you read that, you looked at me like I needed to respond to something.
This is true.
Okay.
So they received 2 feet in rain in less than 3 days.
That's crazy.
Which is a lot of rain.
That's a lot of water.
Which is about what they experience in a full rainy season in Los Angeles.
Wow.
Or B, there's three of these options.
Oh.
You're already
God
into it.
Damn it.
B, it's about what they experience in a full rainy season in Phoenix. Or C is about what they experience in a full rainy season in Seattle.
Well, not Seattle, because that place is wet. I'm going to say LA, because we're in a drought.
The correct answer is C.
Seattle?
It's Seattle. That's how much rain, like, they've already received.
Oh, my God.
The same amount that Seattle will receive in a full rainy season.
And that place is known to be rainy, wet town.
I live there. It rained, it just, it had the highest rate of suicide.
Because it's so gloomy.
It's like sad, sad town.
God.
So that's how much rain. That's a lot, right?
Wow.
In such a short amount of time.
That's insane.
So there's one of the communities. They've been shutting down a lot of the parishes. Like they're just like I think 12 parishes have been like shut down. And Denham Spring.
Mm-hmm.
What percentage of homes have been decimated? A, 10%. B, 90%. C, 73%. D, 75.5%. E, I wrote 3.
How many are we going?
72%.
For some reason, 73% sounds good.
I tried to fool you with all like the numbers being really close. There was 73, 75, and 72.
Yeah, what did I get?
And the answer is 90%.
Shit!
So that's an entire commute, 90%.
90% of the homes have been destroyed,
decimated,
and we haven't heard anything about
that's
this.
That's what I'm saying.
That's crazy.
So take a guess. This is just a random guess.
Okay.
I can give you some hints if you'd like.
Okay.
It's a number. I'm looking for a number.
Okay.
How many Louisianians have been displaced, would you guess?
How many?
Yeah. Do you want... me to give you some options?
I don't get multiple choice on the one hardest question.
Just pick a number. Okay, fine. How about this? A, 100. B, 20,000.
Okay.
C, 11,000. Or D, 2,000.
11,000.
20,000.
Jesus. I guess I should have thought about that since 90% of the homes were destroyed.
From just that one community, right? Yeah. 4. How many are taking refuge in makeshift shelters?
Oh, man. This is insane.
A, 1.
Just one guy. Me.
I'm here. I'm safe. Oh, thank God.
Nobody else.
Me. B, 100. C, 1,000. Or D, 10,000.
10,000.
Correct. Yay.
Yay, finally.
But like, yay, not yay, 10,000 people. Yay. But isn't that crazy? Yeah.
Oh my God.
But
wait.
Yeah.
So 10,000 people are in shelters.
And 20,000 homes have been. There's some people who, it's weird. Because the numbers aren't adding up.
That sucks. Or people are staying with other people.
Well, that's true. They could just be staying with other friends.
Yeah.
Just, they're like, I'm in the fuck out of Louisiana. I'm done with it. Let's see.
A lot of these people don't have money to do that, though.
That's the thing, is that, like, and someone was saying, there's a person who was saying that there was this old woman who, like, she was using, like, a chair as a walker.
Oh, my God.
Her everything she owns, gone. Jesus. And she has no family, no anybody. And the journalist was like, this woman has, who's going to take care of her?
Jeez.
Like, she has, like, nothing left, nothing. And here's the thing, like, where the rescue has been slow, like, people have been posting, like, where are you? Like, where's
the... Oh, my God. This is a twofold thing. One, our Earth is dying.
Yes.
And two, we don't care about people.
We especially don't care about these people in these urban areas. And here's the thing, I bet you, again, check those local politicians, because where is that money
to build up, those things and the levees and
protecting
and
them? Like, someone is making a shit, and then you want to go and build your fucking oil pipeline into the Dakotas and ruin the Indian reservation so you can make a few, you know, extra $1 million.
Exactly.
Go fuck yourself. So, true or false, there have been 0 deaths.
That's false.
7.
And last at least one, it's under 10, but still, people are losing their lives.
And so, so last one, Hurricane Sandy in 2012 was a worse natural disaster than this, true or false?
I'm going to say this sounds worse than Sandy.
Yeah. So false. Yeah. This is worse than Sandy. And remember, we had all the information about Sandy. We were glued to the screen.
And you know why?
It had a name.
New York.
This is New York. People rich fucking love New York. People. Rich people. You had just a lot more wealth, race, all kinds of stuff tied into that.
Like, why do we know about Sandy and not about this flood?
This,
like,
flood this doesn't is even crazy. Have it. Doesn't have a name. They've even like named it yet.
I don't think they name floods.
But they should. Well, this is disastrous enough that it fucking needs a name.
Like, the only reason Carl. I barely know about this is because some people who are connected to Louisiana have been posting about it on my Facebook
Thank
page.
Thank God they've been saying something because nobody else has been saying anything. So this is happening, y'all, in our own backyard. This is our country folk, our Americans, yes. our people. And
I'm
I think
so glad
think
you're talking about
there's
this.
There's no ratings in this. There's no interest. Like, because if we have to realize that our 24-hour news cycle, it's not the news, it's an entertainment channel.
It's totally entertainment.
CNN is an entertainment channel. Yes. It's not a news source.
This is all stuff for them to get ad revenues. That's they are making is. Money yeah. off of what you're watching.
Which is why I want to applaud all of you all who have turned off the TV and put your earphones in.
And listening to us. Thank you.
To us, and we do our best.
We're
to try
entertainment
to get information.
Too, but at least we're trying
to get some information out there.
And if we're wrong, we correct ourselves.
And also, you know, it's crazy. Cemeteries are flooding and like, like the caskets are
oh,
now
I saw
floating
that,
around
floating down
town.
The river. That's so. It's like, come on.
I want to applaud the people of Louisiana. You all are rallying together. You're getting in your boats and you're rescuing each other. And I just think that's really awesome. And I'm sorry that America is failing you.
Oh God, people, remember, just like I said in the last segment, let's post about these issues. Yeah. We've posted enough about the election. Everybody is pretty much set in their ways where they're going to go. You need to focus on things that are people and population are America.
Yeah. The
like,
real nuts and
driven.
Bolts, the real things that are happening. Because
right?
It's like a magic trick. Our focus is off on the circus.
Right.
And they're ruining our lives.
Like, I mean, yeah, we're wherever, you may not be in California. Me and James are in California right now. To all your, if we have listeners in Louisiana, we're looking out for you. If we have listeners in North Dakota, we're looking out for you.
Yeah.
But like, if you guys aren't in those two states right now, and all you are is thinking about the election, sure, spend some time on that. But let's devote our interest into other things that are happening that might impact you as well. A flood in Louisiana is going to impact the whole country. A pipeline running through Dakota to Illinois that is ruining the farmland and these sacred lands and also reservations is going to impact the whole country.
Yeah.
These aren't just tiny issues that affect one community that you could ignore. One, that's fucked up. Don't think that way.
Well, yeah.
But two, it's gonna, if you're selfish, it's gonna affect you too.
Yeah.
So let's pay attention to these issues.
Pay attention. It's happening. So.
It's true.
Well, I think you failed the quiz today, but
I did.
At least you learned something. So that's the important thing. You did. You got
Thanks,
to
James.
Learn,
Thank
laugh,
you.
And play. You did terrible.
Always a judge. Always
but
a judge.
I told you, I'm good.
I gave good face.
You did give good face, so I'll give you that. And you did have the Carmen Electra factor. You came in like a tour de force, not knowing what you were doing, but you gave it your all.
Nobody's
you
seeing my dance moves right
up.
Now.
You showed up. And
I
that's
showed
what Carmen
up.
Electra does.
I did.
She's like a tour de force. You don't know what she's doing, but she shows up.
What is Carmen Electra doing right now?
Not showing up. She doesn't even have the Carmen Electra factor. Girl, you need to get it back
get
together.
Get it back. Bring it back.
Going into a Bullseye interview, I know that it's somebody who does amazing work, but it's an actual conversation, and you know, sometimes it gets real.
No, but my mother, I remember when I got, this is going to become a therapy session very quickly.
Does that make sense? I feel like I'm in therapy.
That was a great interview.
Bullseye. Creators you know, creators you need to know. Find it at MaximumFun.org or wherever you get podcasts.
James, you got someone you need to put in that damn corner.
Is that the theme song?
That's
put him in the damn corner. All right, I'm gonna do it. So I'm gonna start off. Can I just say fuck this guy?
Sure.
Nyko Hines, fuck you.
Who is that?
Fuck you. This guy I saw in the corner of the street. I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like, what's happening?
Funny, I just use this as like my personal vendetta.
It's a burn
people.
Book. It just turns into a burn book.
No, Nyko Hines is a quote-unquote journalist for the Daily Beast, but he's not
that
really.
Oh, fucking asshole.
Maybe he listened to my podcast last week, and I was like, I wish there were more out athletes at the Olympics. And Nyko Hines was like, I'm going to find them and
this
out them.
This guy is fucking low-down dirty.
So Nyko Hines, he created a fake Grindr scruff profile mm-hmm. and was running around the Olympics, and he was gay-baiting these athletes, and then not
disgusting.
He's this guy, he's straight, he's married with kids, and he was doing quote unquote this journalism.
What fucking like standard are you setting up for your kids by doing some shit to other people like that?
And like, what's the point? I maybe understand some ways of like journalists going under. So basically, then he wrote this article pretty much outing these, he didn't use any names, but he mentioned what sport they were in, what country they were from, their stats.
What?
You could figure it out by Googling the things that he said. So I also ask anybody who's listening, please don't like keep. These people deserve some shred of privacy.
Yeah.
I know I was tempted because I was like, well, I want to, wait a minute. No, I'm not going to play into this game.
Because it's not our business.
And like, listen, I'm all for, I love people being out. You mm-hmm. know my thing. Mm-hmm. I think that, you know, if you're in the limelight and you're not out, I think that you're a baby killer.
Mm.
Because there are young folks who are committing suicide because they think, like, your visibility does a lot. At the same time,
yeah.
that is your choice to come out.
Right.
Coming out is personal.
And I'm of the thing where it's like whatever you're comfortable with and whatever level you're at.
Yes. I mean,
but we both agree right. that it is your
it's
choice.
Your, hands down, absolutely. It is your choice in being outed. It's a very personal thing. And sadly, some of these folks are from countries where it's
you're going to die. You're going to
get hurt. Yeah. It's dangerous. We mm-hmm. now put these folks in danger. And this is something I also was just thinking about too. Remember, these Olympians, they're not, like, in their 30s.
They're
not,
young.
These are babies and children. One of them was 18 years old.
These are,
he
like...
He was 18 years old. I wasn't out when I was 18.
Right.
I'd be livid if some guy that I, like, hooked up with decided that he was gonna then out me. Like...
Exactly.
These are kids who are still trying to figure things out. And, like, also, like, again, like, the countries that they're in, this is also, like, Daily Beast is from what? Is that the UK?
Yeah.
Again, you're in a country where it's maybe not as like crazy
also,
to be out.
I don't understand why this is a story. Like, who cares?
It's not. It's completely clickbait. So yeah. again, like now it's like when we're talking about we want to see real journalism. This is not like listen, closeted out athletes are not the enemy.
No.
Like go undercover and go to some crazy rally about. You know, guy with the weird hair or something.
Whatever. Or, just like, this is not news. It's not, and it's just, to me, I would be like, so what? Who cares?
Go undercover to the reservation and see that these folks are being, you know, like, manhandled and mistreated.
Test the water.
Go test the water. Do mm-hmm. that. Like, that's some fucking real journalism. This is bullshit. It speaks to your straight privilege. You get to go back to, like, you're making a joke out of a safe space. Grindr and Scruff, it's supposed to be a safe space. And mm-hmm. you infringed upon it, you pretty much said to yourself that it's not important,
mm-hmm.
and you're making a joke of our community, and are also setting this far setting it back. So now, actually, I think there'll be even less out athletes at the next Olympics.
Because
there's
awful.
Fear. Like, you've just yes. now created this whole entire fear. So go, like, you get the biggest fuck you ever, Nico Hines.
I hope don't you're understand listening to you. Like, you need to go get some therapy, Nico, and figure out what's going on and why you figured that this would be such a good story.
And Daily Beast, you suck for posting
for
this,
posting
for allowing this.
Like, I think they're kind of a trashy
They're
kind
a trashy
of
magazine. I'm done. I'm done with you. Yeah. So... Not to end on, like, a crazy note, but I wanted to touch back because
I think it's good.
It
circles no,
back
not crazy.
To the Olympics I was talking about, and then he took it to the wrong level.
Took it to
not
the wrong
another
limit.
Level, but just the wrong level what we were talking about last week.
I agree with you.
But high five to us.
Wow, we actually did it.
What a great episode.
We normally have to do, like, a high five, and it's a fake one because you're, like, in another part of the world.
And then,
and
like, it's not the same time or anything like that. It's awkward and weird.
You guys, we are doing what all innovators do. It all starts in the garage. And me and James haven't started, but we're continuing in my garage right now.
Yeah, we were in the garage this week. I don't know if you knew this, but...
There's a bus. You can hear it.
You hear the bus. There's some tools. There's a dog. It's great. I love it.
Yes.
All right. So how do they get in touch with us?
Minority Corner with a K on Twitter. Tweet us. Tweet, tweet, tweet.
MinorityCorner@gmail.com.
But with a K.
With a K as well. Everything with a K.
You can email us if you want us to promote something. You can email us if we said something wrong and you want to correct us.
Yeah.
But say it nice. Don't be mean.
Yeah, don't be mean. Don't troll us.
And then you
We did not come here for that.
No,
we did come here
not.
For that.
We don't troll you. So don't troll us.
Please make sure to pick up your Crystal Pepsi.
Limited time offer.
I really wish they were one of our sponsors.
We'd be hella rich.
So Crystal Pepsi, if you're listening, we are ready to promote
only
you.
Crystal Pepsi.
I only drink things that look like water but are not.
That are sugary and soda.
So I'm about that life.
Sprite, 7-Up, Crystal Pepsi.
I am into you.
What else? What else? Facebook?
Oh, yeah, Facebook. And I have a show opening up next Thursday.
Disastrous.
If you want to see me play a lot of different funny characters, if you like really crazy humor, please come.
I'm going.
Club Oasis. It runs Thursday through Saturday for the next 4 weeks. Come check it out.
Go check it out.
And you might actually see Aneke there.
You might run into me.
Yeah, my boyfriend might be there too. He'll be there for the next 2 weeks.
So. I don't know if I'll say hello back, but whatever. No,
to my boyfriend.
No,
or to the listeners. That'd be rude. Like, he's just right there. Hey, and you're like, No.
I'm very friendly. I'm very nice. Please rate us on iTunes and share.
Share. Let the world know.
Dance us out into the world.
Dance us out into the world, corner kids. The world needs you. Mm-hmm. See you next week.
Bye.
I'm Hal Lublin.
I'm Danielle Radford.
I am Michael Eagle.
And we are the hosts of Tights and Fights, Maximum Fun's newest podcast dedicated to all things wrestling.
We'll be talking about Sasha Banks, the Women's Revolution, Sasha Banks, the brand split, and Sasha Banks' wigs.
And we'll also be talking about wrestler fashion. Some wrestlers wear too many clothes. Some wrestlers don't wear enough clothes at all.
And I'll be doing impressions of all your favorite wrestlers.
New episodes Thursdays on Maximum Fun or wherever you get your podcasts. Oh, yeah, dig it.
Tights and Fights Podcast. Tights and Fights.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.